Welcome in to the Grace One Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. It is day 31, the conclusion of 1 month. That means we only have 11 months to go to read through the entire Bible in 2022. That's amazing. We are going to get it done. All right. We're starting the marathon, but we still got 11 miles left, or however you want to view that in your perspective. Well, I am going to give you a spiritual thought today from Exodus chapter 13. I'm reading through the portion where God is getting ready to deliver the Israelites and part the seas and all those kind of thing. One of the most amazing dynamic miracles in the Bible. But what caught my attention today as I was reading the word was Exodus 13, starting in, I'm going to read in verse 11. It says, "This is what you must do when the Lord fulfills the promise he swore to you and to your ancestors. When he gives you the land where the Canaanites now live, you must present all firstborn sons and firstborn male animals to the Lord, for they belong to him." A firstborn, everything belongs to the Lord. And just one little side note, I've tried to transition in my life that perspective, that everything belongs to the Lord. I'm a musician, so I have guitars. A lot of times people will be like, can I play your guitar? And or thanks for letting me play your guitar or instrument. And I'll always tell them, I'm like, that's not my guitar. That's Jesus's guitar. I'm just using it, you know. So anyway, let's always remember that everything that we have, our first and our best, is to the Lord, right? A firstborn, verse 13, a firstborn donkey may be brought back from the Lord by presenting a lamb or young goat in its place. But if you do not buy it back, you must break its neck. However, you must buy back every firstborn son. Verse 14, and here's what I'm going to hang on for a second. It says, "And in the future, your children will ask you, what does all this mean? Why are we doing this? What is the point of all this stuff? Then you will tell them, with the power of his mighty hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, the place of our slavery. Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go. So the Lord killed all the firstborn males throughout the land of Egypt, both people and animals. That is why I now sacrifice all the firstborn males to the Lord, except that the firstborn sons are always brought back. This ceremony will be like a mark branded on your hand or on your forehead. It is a reminder that the power of the Lord's mighty hand brought us out of Egypt." So I'm thinking, I'm listening and reading to this morning, and I'm just thinking about my life practically, because I have children. I have four children. I have two daughters. I have two sons. I have a daughter now in college. Well, two daughters in college. I'm getting old. And I'm thinking about them. My son's coming up here as soon as 7, soon to be 8. And, you know, is there things in my life, is there powerful God stuff in my life that my kids would want to come to me and say, "Dad, what does this mean? What is it? Why do you do this? Why do you live like this? Why do you do the things that you do?" And I want to be able to say, "Son, daughters, it's because of the power of God that delivered me and saved me and set me free. That's why we do everything that we do." Because, yes, they were in slavery, in literal slavery. But for me, although I've never been in slavery, I was once a slave to sin. I was bound up. I was captive by my sin. But Jesus delivered me and set me free. And, you know, now for the rest of my life, I want to keep giving, keep sacrificing, keep remembering that I once was a slave. You know, okay, the song, right? I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And I want there to be things in my life that would cause my children, that would cause other people in my life to be like, why do you do that? Like, why do you, you know, the people in our workplace, our jobs, why do you live like that? Why do you talk like that? Why do you do the things that you do? And hopefully, and I want to be careful because we don't want to just do, I'm not talking about developing religious tradition because you know, just teaching my kids religion is kind of pointless in one regards. But, I'm talking about a depth of my life that causes my children, causes other people to say, "Why do you do the things that you do?" And then I can tell my kids, I can tell other people, I can tell people in my life. I'm like, this is why. It's because the power of his mighty hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt, the place of slavery. And in the context of my life, I can say, this is why I live my life the way I live it. This is why I give. This is why I serve. This is why I serve the church. This is why I go to church all the time. This is why I worship. This is why I do missions. This is why I do all the things I do. It's because with the power of God's mighty hand, he brought me out of slavery. And now my life, my first and my best and everything, it's all his now. And I want to live for him. So, man, I pray that I can keep living for the Lord, for Jesus, so that people will ask me, my children and other people, why do you do what you do? And obviously, when I get to the end point of my life, that also then people could testify and say, you know, the reason he did all this stuff is because God brought him out of slavery. And man, what a good thought. Challenge you today, challenging us to live in such a way that it, most importantly, causes our children, our family, the people around us to wonder why we do what we do. And it's because of the power of God that has worked in our life, that has saved us and set us free in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me. Please support us. Support our ministry. Support our church, gracepointag.org. You can check out what's going on. You can give online, those kind of things. And I appreciate it very much. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.